You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
I need another cup of coffee.
Well, that's why you brought two.
The sweet salt.
That's why you...
Jeez. Date night.
Yeah. Welcome back, Southern New England Sports Saturday. Yeah.
Welcome back, Southern New England Sports Saturday. Ian Steele, Nick Coit with you.
The sultry sounds of Nick Coit.
Sorry. A little coffee burpee there. Yeah, nice.
Bless you.
That's great. Yeah, thanks.
It smells great.
Oh, fantastic. So we've been talking a lot about the Red Sox.
Sure.
We're talking about the Celtics here today. What else we got on the text line here? Let me look over. Texter says, I wonder why you, Nick, or Scott, why you guys don't fill in during the week. I believe you're referring to 93.7. For example, during that musical chair casting couch and Kirk and Callahan, were you guys ever approached to maybe pop in as fill-ins? No, we weren't approached, and that's flattering you would think of us in that regard. But we enjoy our Saturday mornings. It's our nice getaway. And the thing with us, too, is that Scott has his full-time job at Brown University, director of football operations, which he does a great job of, very committed to. My day job is in television at ABC6 as the sports director. So would we love to have that sort of opportunity? Absolutely. So would Ian. But
this is my first opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. It's just fun. It's fun for us to come in Saturdays. It's a great change of pace to talk to you out there, to talk a little bit about sports because we report on it during the week. When we're on the news, it's all about reporting the facts and saying those things. We have a limited opportunity to put some opinions in there, but this is a nice way to come out, talk about what's going on. You talk about the week that was, so there's always plenty to talk about in 2 hours. And it's fun for us to talk to you, the listeners of Rhode Island, too, because we know this place, this market. We know what's going on here. You know, we started off the show talking about the PawSox Stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's going to get enough time.
You're not going to get that everywhere.
Not in 93.7 in Boston. Not enough, you know, and I think that's an important thing here. So we like to talk about it here. So very flattering. That's very nice of you. Nick, just wondering if you ever listen to your own station, PM Drive. Are you boycotting Dale? No, not boycotting Dale. I listen to WEEI. I switch between stations. I like listening to both stations. I think they both have their pluses and minuses. I know I sound like I'm giving the generic Tom Brady copping out for things soundbite right now, but I do. I listen to both stations. I think they both have their pluses and minuses, and I'm a large consumer, I think, of sports radio.
Are you doing an hour long with Oprah, too?
I think about retirement now more than I did.
Never heard that before.
I know.
But from Brady.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't think we've talked about it either, too.
It was last Sunday, so we've had a week.
Well, you heard him talk about the whole warrior spirit thing on the Tom versus Time, and then toward the end of it, his tune changed, and we'll see. Then he comes out on Instagram on an ESPN post.
Oh, the 45 thing?
Yeah, he puts in 45, which in Spanish is 45. How long is he going to play?
I had to press the C translation button on Instagram to see what he meant.
Yeah. I knew
I
that.
Barely
from,
speak English,
I knew that so. From AP Spanish, my senior year of high school.
Atta boy, get those college credits in.
Yikes! And more, I think, from Phil Mickelson. We were talking about that. A smart move within the rules. The issue being missed. Multiple pros complained about how hard the greens were and unreasonable. Phil, the only one who did something about it. It was a tough week at the U.S. Open for the golfers. It was. And there was a lot of frustration out there.
It made it really interesting, though.
Yes, it did.
All the bad rounds, maybe a little bit more relatable to the average golfer like you and me. It made some drama. It was interesting.
Well, and to Ian, like last year when they were at Erin Hills, people were shooting like, what, 20 under or something. People complaining it was too easy.
Right.
Now they're complaining it's too hard. It's like... somewhere in there is going to be a round of golf that satisfies, apparently.
What it brought to light, though, was this tension that goes on between the association and the actual golfers and the players.
Yeah.
Which, me, myself, I hadn't really heard about until this came to light. And now it's something that you pay close attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. And then on Sunday, everyone's round, piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. So...
Brooks Koepka, too. Two back-to-back U.S. Open titles. Interesting. That's interesting. We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of different names winning these majors. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd love to see somebody emerge. You thought when Spieth won the Masters in the U.S. a couple years ago that he was going to emerge. Since then, he's kind of been spotty. Same with a guy like a Rory McIlroy, who will be in Rhode Island.
I can't wait for that.
On Monday, CVS Classic. You're scheduled, by the way, to just to, you know, clarify the work schedule for ABC 6 on the air. You're scheduled to cover it, and Kainani Stevens is supposed to be anchoring that day.
That's
so you're
awesome.
Covering the golf tournament.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a great time. Okay, let's go to one more call before we go to our break and bring in Bill Koch. Rich in North Providence is on the line. Good morning, Rich. You're next up on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening, Rich?
Chasing that little ball around, huh?
Yeah, I know. Really?
People say they're a scratch golfer. I'm a drop golfer.
Yikes.
About the Red Sox.
Yep.
Putting on your GM hats with referring to JBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys move him? And the other thing I just wanted to bring up about the compensatory picks. How is it that a team is able to get a third-round compensatory pick? Because I believe that's the highest a team is allowed to get to receive.
That I'm not sure of, Rich, but it's got to do with free agency. You know,
does it deal with the larger the contract, the more that and what round that they were selected, you know, in terms of a first or second round, or is it more the amount of the contract that they had when they were traded or whatever?
That's something I'd honestly have to look up.
You're talking baseball or football?
Football.
Oh, you're talking football.
Yeah.
Oh, then I think that is the highest. Yeah, I think it's, and I don't know if it's the value or whatever, or maybe the, I don't know, where somebody was selected. I'm not entirely sure there.
Yeah.
Salary, playing time, and postseason honors of the free agents.
Okay,
that
makes, yeah, the postseason honors thing I think is a big thing. That's a good point.
If you let an all-pro walk, you
right.
get a pick for it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
In terms of Jackie Bradley Jr., I know Ian was touching on this.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get much if you try to move him now. His value is really, really low.
No, you should have moved him when he had that like 20 game hitting streak.
Right.
I think if I was Cora, I would certainly not be playing him every day. I'd be bringing him in at the end of the game for as a defensive replacement to try to help secure the game if we're up. But I certainly would be limiting his at bats.
It's really disappointing that the Red Sox are backed into a corner with this luxury tax thing here, that Ruznay Castillo leads the International League right now in hits.
Yeah.
He hit 300 last year. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had an opportunity in a couple years here. You need offense in your lineup.
Yep.
And here you are not able to bring him up and put him on the 40-man.
And you're paying him all that money.
Right, and that's the issue. That's why they can't put him on the 40-man, because it counts against their salary cap and whatever. And that shouldn't be an issue for the Red Sox,
that's
but it is.
That's the thing. Pay the tax.
I know. I know, and if you want, and your lineup, the bottom of the order, you touched on it. You touched on it, Ian, with Jackie Bradley, with the second base position, with the catching position. You're not getting anything out of the bottom three of your order. You're just not getting it.
And Dustin Pedroia, it just seems like he's damaged goods.
I don't know if he's coming back.
You never want to force a guy into retirement or say he should hang it up, because Lord knows the competitive spirit that this guy has.
Yeah.
He's the guy who could come back from something like this.
Right.
But, you know, again, another bad contract. He's still on the books for three more years.
Three more years. I know. It's disappointing. We're up against it. So thanks for the call, Rich. We appreciate it, as always. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll talk a little bit more about Red Sox. We're going to take our break. We'll come back, and Bill Koch of the Providence Journal will join us to talk some Sox when Southern New England Sports Saturday returns on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.